Welcome back to The Source on KSTX 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Lots of construction, all sorts of activity on Broadway these days. Not that long ago, the street just north of downtown was pretty sleepy, not a lot of new businesses. So we've seen that change pretty rapidly. But what's about tomorrow's Broadway? Can we just hope for the best that this vital city avenue is going to blossom and be really cool? Some new construction of apartments between Jones Avenue and the Pearl. No, they don't look so hot, so I don't know if we can trust that. But is there a real vision for Broadway? Well, tonight we'll see one at the Brick at the Blue Star Arts Complex. 1,000 parks and a line in the sky Broadway Avenue of the Future will be unveiled. This is a project headed up by Antonio Petrov, the assistant professor of architecture at UTSA. And we invite you into our conversation as we talk about the future of Broadway or what's happening right now. Do you like what you see? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. And Antonio, welcome back to The Source.
Thank you for having me.
1,000 parks and a line in the sky, Broadway. So you're tell me the vision.
The vision is that we have continued working on our proposal from December, and we continue to imagine like a linear park going from this time from all the way from the airport to downtown, and we found more interstitial spaces along Broadway, and we imagine this to be a framework for 1,000 parks that kind of stretch from the airport to downtown and possibly later into the missions, in which we allow public input, public design, so citizens designing their own parks along Broadway.
Tonight at the Brick, at the Blue Star, what will I see?
Tonight you will see a 50-foot model from, like, Broadway. It's, I think, 8.6 miles from the airport to downtown. You will see 5 points of interest, or primarily interest, which are the airport itself. There's a terminal we want to connect to the airport. Local coffee, Pearl, Travis Park, and the museum, Breckenridge Park.
Maverick Park or Travis Park?
Breckenridge Park.
Breckenridge Park.
Yes, and then downtown Travis Park as the end of Broadway.
Okay, and so, and also a sky ride.
Yes, that is the second part of our proposal, which we propose to bring a sky ride that will connect the airport with downtown and the missions.
So this is, I mean, so the sky ride thing is fascinating, whimsical, captures the imagination. It's a tough sell. So when you talk, tell me more about what you think the Skyride could be.
Yes.
Is this mass transit?
It will be transit. We will not call it mass transit. So what we imagine is, like, we studied Broadway in all forms. We investigated every single thing. And what we've noticed is, like, Broadway is as big as we think it is. It's only so big that it's hard to insert any form of public transit. And so our thinking was, where can we go? I mean, we only have this limited space available. Can we go down? Probably not. So we thought, let's go up. And we thought about different alternatives. And then we found that in the 1960s until the 1990s, we had this beautiful skyride in the city that kind of like was transporting tourists and locals. I think there's many, many people that remember the skyride throughout Breckenridge Park.
True, it's from the zoo to Sunken Gardens.
Yes,
it was long.
Not long ago, 1999, they closed it.
But it wasn't it didn't take you very far.
It didn't take you very far.
There was also a skyride like that at Hemisphere.
At Hemisphere, yes, exactly.
So these are old gondola styles, yeah, dangling from the cable, and it was slow and interesting, but not transit.
Not transit, no. So our idea was to kind of bring it into the 21st century and imagine more modern gondolas, but with a similar intent of like experiencing gliding through the sky. So the gondolas would be open, but you could also close them in case of rain, and they would be also more engaging with the urban fabric, which means like you would enter the gondola at the airport, at the terminal, right? You would just walk across the street, enter the gondola, and then you would go over the highway. And then as soon as there would be a station to stop, the gondola would come down into the ground. So basically you would not have to climb up onto a platform to enter the gondola, it would come to you. And it would engage with all the different qualities we have along Broadway. It would go right through trees. It would go through Pearl. It would stop at the Riverwalk. So we try to engage with all the qualities that we have and we can find along Broadway.
A gondola, sky ride aside, let's talk about things that are more down to earth. You know, what's going to be happening on the pavement on Broadway and what we'd like to see happening. But for right now, what assessment would you give the Broadway that we have today?
I think Broadway is in a state of, I almost wanted to say despair. It's kind of like it is in this transition phase, like where I think I mentioned it the last time I was here. It's in a state of crisis, sort of. We don't really know if the patient is ill or it's about to die, or it's kind of like, you know, survive in some one way or the other.
Or mutating.
Mutating, possibly. So we don't know. A lot of stuff is going on. Some people like the changes, others don't. I think at this point, we can live with what it is. It's a big city. Broadway is a long avenue. I think our changes would plug right in and try to improve the existing rather than just completely change it. We want to improve things. We want to, as I said with our last project, there's this notion of the third condition. Rather than just being against it, we're trying to make proposals to just make it better.
But, you know, great cities will have like a great boulevard. Mexico City, Reforma, D.C., Constitution Avenue, Austin's Congress, you know, you just have one really magnificent showplace avenue. And for San Antonio, that could be Broadway.
It potentially could be Broadway, but we consciously did not design it as a boulevard. We feel, yes, other cities have boulevards and there's room in our city for boulevards, but we felt like, why not look at Broadway in a different way? Why not design Broadway as a people street, as a people avenue? I mean, I don't think there is a street.
Well, I don't understand why that's an exclusionary concept. I mean, we saw in New York when they redesigned Times Square how much that actually pumped up the land value and the retail activity.
We imagine the same thing to happen on Broadway. Absolutely. I think but we just imagine to be designed differently, not master planned. We imagine it to be designed by public input.
Sure, public input, but the public that matters are the people who own the land.
The land we have identified for us to be a potential framework for these kind of 1,000 parks along Broadway are interstitial spaces that are just not used at this point.
Okay.
They could be small. I mean, we are not designing like large-scale parks because we have large-scale parks in the city. We're thinking more micro-parks. That could be from the size of a parking lot to you know, a lot of you know, an alleyway or I mean, just smaller-scale parks.
All right, so we're going to continue our conversation. We're going to take a break. We invite our community into the conversation. The number is 210-614-8980. What do you think about the future of Broadway? Do you think that this vision of a sky ride and 1,000 parks, is it reasonable, feasible? Is it worth fighting for? Give us a call. We want to hear what you think, what you want to see on Broadway. 210-614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Turning Broadway into the avenue of the future, stretching from downtown to the airport, it's 8.6 miles, and now it is the scene of some exciting urban redevelopment and rediscovery. Broadway does have the potential to become a showplace modern-day boulevard, or it could turn into just a mess. What we need is a vision for the city, and Antonio Petrov says he's got one. He's the assistant professor of architecture at UTSA. Tonight at the Brick at the Blue Star, they're going to unveil a model showing what they think that Broadway could look like. It includes 1,000 parks and a line in the sky, a sky ride of some sort. And you're invited. It's free and open to the public. You want to check it out, and the community is invited to participate in the discussion. And we're having a discussion right now, so call in. What do you want to see on Broadway? What do you think about the development that's happening now? Have we missed some opportunities? Are you kind of like going, wow, These apartment buildings are nice, but they're not really nice to look at from the outside. Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. And so, Antonio, when you make this vision and you present this thing to the community, how does that make actual changes in reality? You say you don't want master planning, you don't want to have some sort of governmental entity to do this, you just want it to happen it organically?
No. The process is, look, I think the way we understand this project is that we have to think about the future. We have to think about how do we, in the age of the Anthropocene, I'm not kind of trying to get too theoretical here, but it's like things are changing. The environment is changing. The climate is changing. I think like we have to start rethinking this notion of nature, and especially this notion of nature in the city. There's people that are arguing nature is urbanized. That might be true. That might not be true. It might not matter at this point in the discussion here, but the question is, how do we embed San Antonio and our environment, our larger region, and how do we connect these things with the city to develop more ecological and sustainable environments for the future? And so the idea is to not just design large-scale parks that are connected to large ecologies, but the idea is also to think about how can people also participate and be part of these developments. And we just thought San Antonio, it's kind of like Broadway is at the heart of San Antonio, arguably, again, but like, but it's also a city that cares about interaction, social interaction, culture. And to us, this is a reflection of those ideas, is to hybridize infrastructure and kind of like connect it, connect transportation with nature, with public input.
All right, let's go to the calls. Number is 210-614-8980. Daniel is on the line. Daniel, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hey.
Yes, a comment and a bit of a question.
Okay.
I know having grown up here and seen Hemisphere before, the big change and riding the old above-ground transportation that was down in Hemisphere before they tore it all out, I understood that some of the impetus to actually making that happen as far as mass transit, at least, was that the companies like Firestone and the bus manufacturers didn't want to see that happen because they wanted to control the mass transit. So there was that influence. But if we were to start something small and even go bigger, I mean, this is very, it's non-invasive. I mean, it's above ground. We wouldn't have to tear up anything. And it certainly would show off the city from above.
All right. So you think that they having a skyride type of from the airport to downtown would be a good thing, something that you could support?
Yes, absolutely. Especially with our hotel system downtown, which right. is incredible.
Okay, Daniel, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let me go to another caller really quick. Lainey is on the line. Lainey, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Okay.
My question has to do with the cost of this project. I see a lot of value. You know, I see that this is a great thing. But as a taxpayer, I'm concerned with how this is paid for. What are we really getting out of it as residents of San Antonio other than, you know, the increased traffic from business?
Okay, Lainey. All right. Thank you. That kind of a bad line there. But she said, what are the costs of this project? How would we pay for it? What do we really get out of it other than giving some eye candy to tourists?
I don't think, I mean, of course, this was on our minds when we started designing or thinking about the project. Will this be perceived as some eye candy for tourists? We designed it with the citizens in mind. This is not just a tourist project. I think like every city needs a viable a connection from the airport to downtown. And I think to us, that was the connection. We can sit in a bus from the airport and take it, and it will take like 20 minutes to get downtown, or it will take 30 minutes, that what we calculated, maybe a little bit longer, 32 minutes to go via Skyride from the airport to downtown.
Okay. Scott is on the line. Hi, Scott. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yeah, this whole gondola idea seems ridiculous and impractical just for the simple fact that you wouldn't be able to run it during storms or anything like that, so it's not really viable. I mean, why don't we actually talk about doing something that would actually be better for transit, like a monorail system or an elevated mass transit system or something of that nature, instead of something as impractical as a gondola skyride system?
Okay, Scott, good question. So why not monorail?
First of all, the gondolas are actually usable during storms. I mean, you can see them in the Alps. You can see them in high altitude with high winds, and they function pretty well in storms. A monorail compared to a gondola, and I cannot say much about cost yet because we haven't run the numbers completely all the way through, but like a monorail would be so much more expensive to operate and to build than a gondola system.
And I think Conan O'Brien's episode on The Simpsons pretty much tanked monorails for the future. We will never see another monorail built because of that. Ryan has called in. Ryan, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I suppose I'm a small farmer from Bandera, Texas, and I love all the improvements that are going down in San Antonio near the Blue Star Brewery and Broadway. And I would just really think that the resources and the money would be better put into street systems and already current public transport, like the bicycles that are for rent down in San Antonio, rather than put it into a gondola system that may be taken down in 20 years or, you know, have to be majorly repaired. The resources could be better used into the small parks. The small parks would actually alleviate street pressure with everybody spending time in the parks instead of on the sidewalks or in the streets. So okay. maybe the choke points, you know, right at the airport and right at the end of Broadway would be something we could use the money on expanding and alleviating pressure.
Okay, Ryan, thanks for the call and some good points there. So Skyride aside, looking at, we talked about bikes, and I see a lot of bike activity on Broadway, and it seems like we're not doing enough for the bikers on Broadway. They need more protection.
At this point. So
sure, yes. Right now, like today. So as we talk about your big vision, we also have to think about what's happening today for the folks who are using the street and helping them.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I mean, like we are risking these bikes, bicyclists. Life.
There's a lot every of day. Them. I a mean, lot.
I cycle. I ride down Broadway, so I know. I know how it feels to cycle down Broadway. So I think we need to do something.
So we
right
need to keep
away.
Our eyes on the, you know, on the prize and reach for the stars.
Yes.
But also we've got
to
deal with what's happening today on Broadway. And I'm excited to see a lot of the activity. I remember when Broadway was just basically nothing was happening. A lot of asphalt, old empty car lots, a lot of great activity today. Just want to make sure that we are not passing up opportunities to have a beautiful street that we can all be proud of.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think we have to, looking in the future doesn't mean we can neglect the present. And I think this idea doesn't try to draw away funds or resources or ideas from what needs to be done today, right here, right now.
Another caller, Bruce. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. My comment was in regards to what your speaker was talking about, how he wants citizen input on what's going to happen on Broadway. And I think that ties into a larger argument about what direction the population of San Antonio wants this city to go into. I think sometimes when we see something, you know, big, beautiful, and shiny, the Oakland Raiders coming to San Antonio is the first thing that comes to mind. And we think, how cool would it be to have an NFL team here? And then you look into how much it would cost for us to bring in something new and shiny and awesome like that. And you realize, well, if we pump that money into our infrastructure, into public transportation, imagine how much better our city could become. We always talk about being a city on the rise, but are we willing to invest in our city to continue that ascension, or are we more focused on getting the bright new shiny thing that's going to look cool for a little bit than might cost us in the long run? So I think it's about the citizens of San Antonio deciding what direction they want their city to go.
All right, Bruce, great comments. Appreciate that. So he's saying we need vision. You're providing vision, although it may, what we end up may not be this, but you know?
We're open for it. I mean, like, what we are proposing is a framework. Again, I mean, it's the title is 1,000 Parks and a Line in the Sky. But we are also open for public input. So come on down tonight, and we are there to talk about things. We're there to discuss parks of the future. We're there to discuss public transportation of the future and what it could look like. We are making a proposal. We're putting ourselves out there. We are trying to say, okay, here, this is our idea. What do you guys think? And then we'll think about it. And we'll also collect public input via social media. And then in September, October, we'll do another exhibition at the ITC. And
the Institute of Texan Culture.
Yes, exactly. And then we'll talk about it again.
So 6 p.m., doors open, 6:30, there's introduction, public input, 7 o'clock, roundtable discussion, 8 o'clock, there's a reception. It's at the Brick at the Blue Star Arts Complex, and it's free to open to the public. Antonio, thank you so much for joining us. This is The Source on KSTX.